Government has put in place a mechanism to contain the recent pockets of sporadic conflict undermining peace in the country. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Information Minister Fritz Balfour debunked the notion that President Mills is silent on the ethnic unrest. He says the president has mandated the various regional ministers and other governmental oversight appointees to monitor the situation. Investigations are currently underway. Mr. Balfour spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
The president has the necessary machinery to be able to contain the situation or monitor the situation. Parkway syndrome doesn't have that luxury. We have the machinery in place. The president has viewed the various incidents with concern and has mandated several appointees to work towards resolving those issues. And it's early stages yet because investigations are taking place and the interventions that would help mitigate the situation have been put into place. The regional ministers of the various areas where the incidents have taken place have visited the areas of conflict. The police are there, the army are there too, and also the Minister of Interior will be visiting, and other ministers of state will be visiting those areas to support the victims of the incident. So I don't think that at this moment in time the President himself has got to be personally there. I mean, there are so many people who can work on his behalf on this particular matter, but I can assure you that he's viewed all the incidents with a great concern, and so he's put into place all the machinery to mitigate the circumstances.
Honourable Balfour, I think that the concern of people besides the presidential candidate Dr. Parkway syndrome is that he's making comparisons between President Obama in the U.S. and President Mills. Now, what he's saying is that
it is unfair to make those comparisons because the infrastructure in America and the infrastructure in Ghana are totally different. The cultural milieu of those kind of countries are also very, very different. I know that Parkway syndrome was educated in the States and so always uses the States as a point of reference, but he has to understand that we are Ghanaians, and therefore we do things the Ghanaian way, in the best possible manner. So I am not going to talk about what President Obama does in the States as to what President Mills does in Ghana. I don't think that the comparisons are fair at all. We've placed the efforts to mitigate the circumstance, and we're working effectively to solve the problems in the areas of conflict.
Honorable Balfour, some Ghanaians have expressed worry about the frequency of the clashes. Of course, Upper West, Upper East Tamale, Central, now Ho. Are Ghanaians safe?
Yes, Ghanaians are very safe. The thing is that if you look at the three incidents that happened, it's unfortunate that they happened very close to each other. But how many incidents like that do we have? We're trying very hard to work for Ghanaians to understand that we're Ghanaians first and foremost. I mean, we're not the ones who've been banging the war drums. We're the ones who've been talking about peace. The president is regarded as a man of peace and a man who's always been preaching that this country is more valuable than any individual. So I know that the country is safe. I mean, if you look at the statistics, you'll find out that crime is down. It's just that occasionally we get flare-ups because of misunderstandings. And I think that we've got to work very, very hard to avoid ethnic misunderstandings. And that does not come from the dispensation that I belong to. So I think that Ghana is very, very safe. And every Ghanaian has got to work and contribute to making the peace in this country. We cannot play politics with the people's lives.
Information Minister Fritz Balfour on government's response to recent incidents of conflict in some parts of the country. He spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.